Monique Chapman, your host, and it is my absolute pleasure to be with you making Masterful Choices this evening. Masterful Choices provides an empowering, inspiring environment to serve as a platform to assist you with living a five-star balanced life. We are all about the energy that is needed to live a balanced life right now in our present day world. When you were born, you came into Earth with everything that you needed to make life a success. Together, let's discover your truth, shining the light brightly for you to create your balanced life. Now, you can find out more about me by checking out my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com. You can go to the radio page and find out what upcoming guests are on deck. I do invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. My opt-in newsletter, Healing News, is available through my website, MoniqueChapman.com, or you can join it from my Facebook page. And remember, I wrote the book, Getting Your M&Ms and Men and Money Book, now available on Amazon.com, enjoying its third printing. Now, here on Masterful Choices, I converse with established and upcoming conscious leaders in the field of human potential, intuition, spirituality, and metaphysics. Now, tonight, we've got four great shows. We've got Dr. Jennifer Howard up first, then we've got novelist Dominic James next, Polly Campbell, who's on her return visit from last month, and then we have the one and only Stuart Wild as our fourth guest. So let's jump right into it. In this hour, half hour, I should say, I'm talking to Dr. Jennifer Howard. And Dr. Jennifer Howard believes that everyone has the innate potential to access the wisdom, happiness, fulfillment, and peace we desire, and is passionate about dedicating people to experience their deep healing and transformation for greater ease, freedom, and joy. She's a recognized thought leader on psychology and spirituality. She has an internationally known psychologist, and she's a life coach, a business coach, and she's a non-dual kabbalistic healer, and I'd like to learn more about that, plus a professional speaker, and she has her own radio show. You can find out more about her by visiting her website, and that's drjenniferhoward.com, so that's drjenniferhoward.com. Now, she wrote the book, the wonderful book, Your Ultimate Life Plan, How to Deeply Transform Your Everyday Experience and Create Changes That Last. Folks, this is a great book. It's a workbook style, and if you follow it, you will notice yourself making little changes. It's a great way to take the next step in your life with clarity and with some ease. So welcome to Masterful Choices, Jennifer.
Oh, Monique, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to finally be with you. You and I have been doing a little phone tag, email tag, actually,
yeah,
for a while. And it's nice to be here with you and your wonderful audience and you personally. I'm excited, so thanks.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, what prompted you to write the book, Your Ultimate Life Plan, which is a great book, by the way?
Oh, thank you. I worked hard on it. I kept seeing people reading certain books that are like bestsellers and that get inspired, and the books didn't tell them how to do it. They'd get all excited about it and they'd say, yeah, you know, and then how do I do it? So mm-hmm. This book really is the how to do it. And many people have said, wow, there's so many exercises and questions in here. And that's right, and that's why you can go slow with it if you want to. You can read it through without doing the exercises first and then go back. But it's really about embodying change and what we want our goals in our life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely a life changer. And the way I looked at it when I saw the questions and the exercises, I looked at those as opportunities for me to go within and discover my truths. Because sometimes we read the books and we, oh, it sounds great, it's fantastic, just like you said, and then we do nothing. But your book inspired me to get out the pen and paper and actually do something.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's exactly what I wanted to do, Monique. Thank you. I really want to help people, and that's my lifelong longing, and probably lives long. And I felt like this would, you know, the way I teach when I'm in person is I'll teach a concept or we'll talk about something, and then we do an exercise to help people feel it. And mm-hmm. You're right. This is people guiding them to their own answers. although, you know, guidance from other people is extremely important and helpful at times and can just turn the corner for people. But eventually we want to know we have our own answers. And if somebody can write, you know, help us find the right question, we can tap into those within us.
Mm-hmm. But why is it that we don't necessarily want to take the time to tap in? You know, we live in such a drive-through society, mm-hmm. and sometimes it seems just hard to find the time or even just take the time to live more consciously.
Absolutely. I think that we really do have to find, you can do it on the toilet or you can do it, you know, being conscious. Now, reading the book, you can't read the book while you're driving, but there's always really 5 minutes a day to read something like this, just a page a day and do something. When we're standing in line at the teller at the bank, we can't read the book necessarily, but we can take a moment to be with ourselves. What are we thinking? What are we feeling? Where are we right now in our bodies? Feeling our feet on the ground, noticing if we're gripping our belly or our heart. So we really can thread being conscious, and you're so right. We're a drive-through society, and it's gonna be the you know, get the best of us if we don't decide, hey, I'm gonna take a moment for me, no matter what. And we kinda have mm-hmm. to, I know I do, I'm busy, I know you are too. Mm-hmm. I have to carve it out no matter what.
Yeah. Well, what I've discovered is that even though we're a drive-through society and life seems to be speeding up, it's really important that we take that time and just slow down within all the frantic energy that's around us. Because for me, that's when I learned my truth. Like with taking your book, I took a question a day and I would, you know, ponder on that question a day when I had a spare moment. You know, I made a conscious effort to, you know, get to know me a little bit deeper on a different level, and boy,
that's
was there
perfect.
Some interesting answers.
I love that. That's perfect. You're absolutely right. I'd love to know those answers. We'll have to talk another time.
Not on air.
exactly. But yes, that's exactly right. Even if we take a question a day, I mean, I've had a lot of people say to me, I mean, some people love to dive into workbooks, and some people feel intimidated by them. And if you're a person who loves to dive into the, you know, you're going to love my book. If you're a person who feels like, and I had somebody write a review on Amazon like, you know, like you said, slow down. You don't have to speed read this thing. You can, and the truth is, and you know this from what you said, if we speed read anything, how deeply are we actually going into ourselves with it?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key that a lot of people miss. Now, what if someone is working on a long-standing issue and it just doesn't seem to go away no matter what approach they take? What do you suggest for that person?
Oh, that's a great question. I talk a lot in the first chapter about those, I call them the six stubborn issues, and it's just an arbitrary number. But I kind of think we all incarnated with maybe six issues, five, six, four, seven, and that we keep redoing those. Now, we can either feel stuck in that and not go deeper, or we can actually use it and say, there's my issue about not feeling good about myself. There's my issue about money, and dive into it deeper and get more juice out of it. Because two things, if we're not changing at all, we're getting some kind of secondary gain out of it. There's some reason why we're not. Some juice from somebody else is, I mean, somebody's taking care of us or we want them to. There's something else going on. And two, it gives us the opportunity to refine ourselves even more deeply, to become even more embodied, to become closer to God, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in your book, you also talk about Conscious Living 2.0. Sounded a little bit techie there, but tell us about that. What is Conscious Living 2.0?
Yeah, it does sound a little techie, doesn't it? Well, it's really about, you know, kind of tying in the technology. This book gives us the technology. Now, there are other books that give us technology, too, of course, but this book gives us the technology. I have, as you said, really put the questions and the meditations in there that if people really want to change, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make that leap in consciousness, folks, and you have to put in some work. I think, you know, people become intimidated because we're afraid for whatever reason to discover who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
That's so true. Well, I think, you know, through the years of working with clients, I think people sometimes are afraid. You know, what's sad is that they don't know how great they actually are. and they're afraid. I think they're going to find something inside that scares them a lot. And what I've seen through the years is as we get to know ourselves deeply, we come to see the sweetness in us and in others. It allows us to really open up to other people too, and even when they're acting crazy, know that there's a real sweetness in there with other people. But yes, I think we are often scared, and I think if we can get past that fear, we'll be surprised the goodness that's in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, why is it that people are afraid to be imperfect? I mean, none of us are, but we all strive to this, I don't know, illusion, I would think, of perfection.
Right.
How do we get past that? I mean, we want to look inside, but if we find something that we feel is a fault, oh my goodness, I don't want to look at that. I'm not perfect.
I know. Bless all of our hearts. You know, it's facing our own shame. I think we all have, you know, our parents, bless their hearts, as well-intentioned as they may have been, aren't perfect people either. And so they didn't mirror us sometimes when we needed to. Or maybe they were trying to protect us for something, and then we took it as, oh, my gosh, I'm not good enough. Or the teachers, sit down and be quiet. You know, people necessarily, even with good intentions, didn't know how to help us feel, okay, I can do this. So when somebody says something a certain way, or it will feel that imperfection that you were talking about, and I think it's the feeling of shame. Oh, I'm just no good. I'm not good enough. You know what I'm talking about with that feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly, because I think with anybody, if they're truly being honest with themselves, and I think that's the first step in personal growth, to be truly honest with yourself, even if you're not honest with anybody else, just have that little come to Jesus meeting, as I call it, with yourself, and just put it out there, you know, and accept who you are, because we're all growing. And I think sometimes we forget that. This is a lesson here on Mother Earth about learning and growing and pushing through and moving through. So if we can just embrace that, I think that we would be a little bit better off.
Absolutely. That's so perfect. You know, the people that we, you know, may put on pedestals spiritually or psychologically or however we do it, those authors that we think, ooh, gosh darn, they're so important and they know so much. If you really were to, if they were to be honest, I don't know, maybe they will or they won't, but, you know, everyone is on their growing edge. And I talk about that in the book a little bit, but it's our job to stay on our own growing edge. And you're absolutely right. We're human beings on a journey, and we're growing and we're changing if we choose to take that on. And it doesn't have to be, well, go when you were saying something, you know, we're all, those shifts in consciousness are available, and sometimes all it takes is a little tiny moment of an aha, oh gosh darn, I didn't know I did that, and you stop. I mean, it's not always arduous, but often those stubborn issues are things that we have to return to with compassion and love toward ourselves and insight. Keep gathering that insight.
Mm-hmm. Very important to gather that insight. You know, I was speaking with someone who's going to be a guest in the next couple of months, and he told me, and it really made me stop to think. He said that people don't believe what they think they believe, and that's what causes our blocks. And to me, that was kind of profound, because first I had to wrap my mind around, okay, people don't believe what they think they believe. And it's like, okay, well, I think I'm whatever. And then in truth, you may not really even think that. Forget the negative tape that's running in your head. Sometimes we're just putting things out there to the world, and we haven't quite wrapped our minds or our arms around it.
Well, I think that can absolutely have a point, that the more conscious we become of our own internal programming, thoughts and feelings. I have a whole chapter here on programming and looking at that underlying programming. The more conscious we are, then we're not surprised, and then we can face those negative belief systems, those limiting belief systems that keep us down. We can say, wait a minute, that's not true about me. I am loving. I am this, or I am that. I am smart, and I am in my own way. And how do I foster that in my own way?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going a little bit further down in your book, you talk about the multidimensional awareness practice. What is that?
Yes. Well, in the center section of the book, I talk about the four dimensions of consciousness, and I do it a little differently than most people do. They're actual mindsets rather than just body, mind, spirit, or how most people think of it. It's a little different. I talk about conscious being nested, and that smaller mindset is enveloped in that next mindset and the next mindset. So it's just about growing in consciousness, and I know from who you are that you've grown a lot in consciousness. I have too. So it's about really, and also continuing, as we were talking about earlier, to keep looking at those little slivers, that take us into the deepest wounds inside of us that continue to help us, you know, be all that we can be. And the multidimensional awareness practice is a practice that helps us work with those four dimensions of consciousness, helps us work with, and listen, on one level it's all one thing, of course, right? Consciousness is consciousness. Mm-hmm. The only reason we break it down is it makes it easier for us to look at, to go into ourselves, to observe it, to heal it, so we can grow. So this practice is done three or four different ways, really asks every question you can think of to try to get at the thing, you know. And we're actually, you're going to laugh at this too, I'm actually taking and making a workbook so people will have lines, and I'm actually even going to add questions to it, because when I was writing this book, I've been doing this a long time, and this is my first book, so this is everything. I mean, I make jokes and say this is everything I know. If it's not in this book, I don't know it. So I couldn't keep going on questions I wanted to, because the publisher was like, enough with the words. The book's too long. So I wanted to add some things, so we're creating a workbook for that.
But, okay, yes, great.
Yeah. So people can get in touch with me about that and stay on my mailing list, and then they'll know when it comes out. And if it's of interest to them, then that might be helpful for them.
Okay. Now, you say that if someone's on a spiritual path or has a regular spiritual practice, sometimes that's just not enough. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of spiritual books and practice. I mean, you know, the market is really, you know, if you're in the world like you and I are, you know how many books there actually are. There's a lot. Some spiritual, not the old kind of tried and true ones, but some spiritual teachings and traditions kind of encourage you to, and even sometimes the traditional ones, actually, now that I'm thinking from the fundamental end of the spectrum, encourage you to just don't think about things. Put it away. Give it away. Don't think about it. Ignore it. And sometimes, you know, all you need is a deep breath and to remind yourself that you're a child of God or whatever you want to say, and you're fine. But often that ignoring or jump spiritual bypass is what I like to call it, and so there are others who've written about it, actually hinder us, because we're not looking at the shadow part of ourselves, and that keeps us small and stuck if we're not looking at it. And that's why in a lot of these ashrams and through the years, you see that the guru acts out and has sex with one of the people in the ashram, because they're not looking at their shadow self. And you know, when you're a teacher like you are, Monique, you know, people project all the whatever they project on you. Some people hate you because whatever, and some people love you and think you know everything. Whatever all that is, if we're not working with our shadow, all of us, those parts of ourselves that we have trouble seeing or don't want to claim, it's going to bite us in the butt.
Very quickly, and it's a great big ouch, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a light worker, but I think it's important to know elements of the dark side too. You know, it's important to be well-rounded no matter what you're doing, you know, to go full circle. And that way you kind of complete, then you can choose what energy you want to play in. You're not stuck, you know, one side or the other side. I really think it's important to be, you know, a well-rounded type of girl or guy, you know, just present
yourself.
You know, because we're not the same. I mean, yesterday I woke up and I did whatever. Today I woke up and it's completely different. It doesn't make yesterday good or today bad. It's just a different day and different energies. And I think we have to adjust to that. Now, your last chapter in your book, and I love it, chapter 13, is about creating a life and world that you love. How do we do that in 2 minutes or less?
Okay. Really, I think the more consciousness you bring to your life, the more awareness you have, the deeper you're willing to go, the more loving you can be, and the more loving and the more, you know, stuff hits you and you just feel like you can handle it. You're building that ego strength. I talk about that in the book a lot. There's a whole chapter on the ego. And from a, you know, therapist standpoint, therapeutic standpoint, you know, if we heal the ego, then it's relaxed and we can become our true self. So the more we're willing to do whatever's in front of us, and it'll show itself, like you said a while ago, it'll bite us and show itself, the more free we become. So I invite everyone to take on whatever shows up. I hope my book is of service to you, and I know Monique's wonderful show is. And I hope that you grow into who you really came to be.
Yeah, because we can all do it. Now, when we go to visit drjenniferhoward.com, what are we going to find there, Dr. Jen?
Well, there's my blog and lots of, there's a meditation room, lots of articles, and also the website has, it links there too. You can go read the two free chapters on the first page there. If you click on it, you'll go to yourultimatelifeplan.com, and you can read the first two chapters and see if this is your cup of tea. And you peruse it. I think there's a lot of good stuff there. I've been, you know, this website's been around a while, so I've written a gazillion blogs about stress and this and that, and hopefully, you know, people find some solace and some support.
Yeah, I found that the information was very useful, and that you can just kind of, you know, click on something and you kind of get the message that you need to hear, and then you know, you're recharged and you move forward, you know, and I think it's great that your site is set up so that people can find information very, very easily. Now, are you working with people one-on-one currently?
I am. I'm starting a group too. People get on the email list. I hear about that. But kind of doing some Your Ultimate Life Plan teaching. But yes, I still do one-on-one work. I love people. So I love helping them heal. It's great to see people succeed. So people can contact me about that if they'd like to.
Okay. And what's the best way for them to contact you?
Just go to the website and go to the contact button.
Okay.
And email me there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what words of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience this evening?
You're worth every minute of time that you put into yourself.
Ooh, I like that. Because I think sometimes we don't even listen to or pay attention to what our worth could be. I like that word, worth, yes.
Good. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Monique.
Yeah,
you're
feels good.
You're delightful. Thank you.
Oh, well, you are too, my dear. And, folks, we have been speaking with Dr. Jennifer Howard. She's the author of Your Ultimate Life Plan, How to Deeply Transform Your Everyday Experience and Create Changes That Last. And that's the key point, people, that last. Now, Jennifer, I got about 45 seconds or so, a little bit longer. Let's attack that. Changes that last aspect, because sometimes people make changes and then you revert right back to where you came from.
Right. And what I would tell them is, as you know, Buddha faced Mara and Jesus faced the devil in the desert, is turn and face whatever, if you've tried to make a change and you shift, revert back, face whatever feelings or thoughts or belief systems are inside of you that's causing you to take that on again and do the path that you don't want.
Hmm. So it's about stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something different? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. That, and also looking at the contents of that part of you that's not doing what you want, that's doing what you don't want. You know, what is that belief system? What are those thoughts and feelings that have you doing that habit or behavior, marrying the wrong guy again, continuing to smoke or drink too much? Look at what that's about for yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll have to do this again in a little bit longer time span. I've truly enjoyed having you on. So contact me when you get that workbook out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Monique, and thank you to all your listeners. And I know that that you help so many people. Bless your heart. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jennifer. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And, folks, what a wonderful interview with Dr. Jennifer Howard. Again, she's the author of Your Ultimate Life Plan, How to Deeply Transform Your Everyday Experience and Create Changes That Last. Folks, you know I don't say this all the time. This is a book that will be on my shelf for a while, although I will take it down and do some more work. I sat and read it in one, you know, not one session, but I read it cover to cover for the show, and then I went back and did some individual work on different pages with me.